From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Hanukkah, the anti-Grecian holiday. Of course, we don't have anything against Greeks per se. Actually, the Talmud says that the only language in which the Torah could be written other than Hebrew is Lashon Yevanit, because after all, Yavan comes from Yefet, Greece comes from the Japheth, the third son, the first or second son of Noah, and Yaftel Kim Yefet, and Vishkom B'Leshen. There's an idea that the beauty of Yefet, the beauty of their language, should be in our tents, our Bate Knesset, our shuls are allowed to, they could have a Grecian Torah in them, because Greek letters and language is so beautiful. And yet, in many ways, Hanukkah is an anti-Grecian holiday, because at this particular time, of course, Antiochus persecuted the Jews, didn't allow us to keep Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, learn Torah, and therefore, Bris Milah, and therefore, the holiday is designed in many ways against the Greeks. So I'd like to share three thoughts from the same Shmuel, the Sachachav Rebbe, who underlined elements and ways in which Hanukkah is an anti-Grecian holiday. Number one, Azus. If you think of the different kingdoms, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, as described in the book of Daniel, the Greeks are compared to the Namer. Namer is a leopard. And we say, what's the characteristic of a leopard? Az Namer. You should be as bold as a leopard. Boldness can be good or bad. When it comes to the Greeks, they had a chutzpah. There was a certain brazenness to cancel the Torah, to stand up against the Torah. The tremendous brazenness. They thought they were so great because they were so intellectual. It's a brazenness. Shemi Shmuel says, just like there's a brazenness for bad, for evil, there is a brazenness for good, for kedusha, for holy things, and that is the azus, the kedusha, the chutzpah, holy chutzpah. What's holy chutzpah? Holy chutzpah could be you're standing in the shul, and everyone's talking, and you're quiet, and you're focused on the davening. Azus, the kedusha is you're in a place where people are not wearing tzitzis, you wear your tzitzis, and everyone can see. As the Kedusha is, you're among a bunch of Jews, and you have to daven mincha, and you get up, you make a minyan, or you stand in the corner, you daven mincha, despite everybody else. That's as the Kedusha. A Jew has to have that fearlessness. And what's the chutzpah of Hanukkah? The chutzpah of Hanukkah is Rabim Biabmiatim, to have to dare to rise up against the Greeks, all right, albeit the Greek Syrians, a particular piece of the Grecian Empire, but still, the Seleucids, to stand up against them, this took chutzpah. And we did it. Mila Shemilai, Matityahu, Yehuda, and the brothers, they were able to stand up against the Greek because they had the azus, the chutzpah, the gall of holiness that stood in their favor. Second thought, the anti-Grecian thought from the Sachachav. He said, what we say in the Alanisim, in the prayer that we say in the Thanksgiving part of the Shmon Esrei, and in the benching, that the Greeks were trying to make us forget the Torah and to take us away from the Chukei Ritzonecha. So he focuses on those two words, Chukim, our laws that we can't explain. Are we not allowed to mix linen and wool? We can make theories, but we don't know why you're not allowed to mix linen and wool. It's a chok, it's the law, and we have to follow it. So there are laws that are beyond reason. Now the Greeks were all about reason and logic and logos, and they said, wait a second, I don't understand. There's a law, you're doing things and you don't know why you're doing it. It's terrible. And they didn't understand that there's some things, there's the mind, and there's the heart. And so to speak, when God gives us laws, some of them come from the mind, and some are from the heart. They're Ritzon Hashem, the will of God. And I, with my heart, I want to do the will of God. And it may not be something I can explain with my brain, but it's part of my will. And that's what I want to do. I want to do the will of God. And I do it with my heart. And the Greeks were trying to fight the heart of the Jew and the heart of God. And therefore, Hanukkah is the anti-Grecian holiday, because it's a holiday where we have to recognize that some things we do because We do it out of the heart. We don't do it because of the brain. And this is that Judaism is so focused on the brain. And yet there's also the heart. There's also the wanting to do the will of God, whatever that may be, even if we don't get it, even if it's beyond comprehension. Is there ultimately some logic to it? Surely God has his ways and knows why we should or shouldn't do certain things. But even when we don't understand, we're willing to do it. That's the anti-Grecian holiday. It's the even things which are chok, even things which I don't understand, we're going to keep doing them. We will continue with Judaism. Some people may feel like, you know, they'll do Judaism, but whatever, they don't get it. It doesn't make sense. They don't do it. And the challenge on Hanukkah is to do things because we desire with our heart to follow the will of God. Finally, a thought from the Sacher Tshuva, which he got from his very sagacious father, the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was one of the greatest Hasidic halachic authorities. He wrote many responsive about halacha. And he said the following thought. He said, if you think about Hanukkah, there are two mitzvos, Hallel and Hanukkah candles. Don't forget, they're both important. You can't just light candles on Hanukkah. We're supposed to say Hallel every day as well. Those are two elements, and they come from two different aspects of the body. The lighting of the Hanukkah candles is in many ways a mitzvah, not just of hadlaka, of lighting, but also of seeing. The Birkas HaRoeh, when you say Shasanisim Lavosin, when you see a candle, you say, oh, God did miracles for us. It's about seeing. You look at the candles. So that's with the eyes. And the halal, of course, is with the mouth. Why does Hanukkah specifically have something with the mouth and the eyes? Well, it's the third anti-Grecian point. You see, if you go back to the first story of the Greek grandfather, and that's Japheth, the second or the first son of Noah, he is the father of the Greeks. What did Japheth do? Well, he countered Ham. What did Ham do? Vayar Ham! The Ham, that evil son of Noah, he saw the nakedness of his father. Shouldn't have looked. He should have looked the other way. And the Japheth, he didn't look. He used his eyes not to look at his father. He turned around. He put the coat on his father. And also, Ham did a second bad thing. He told his brothers, look how degraded our father is. So it's Lashon Hara. He used his mouth for evil purposes. Therefore, what is Japheth? Japheth has these two characteristics that he uses eyes not to look at the degradation of his father. We always try to look at the good of our parents, not the bad. And he also countered the Lashon Hara, the evil, slanderous speech against the father. He didn't listen to that. And he continued to honor his father. So he used his mouth properly. Now, theoretically, as we mentioned, the Greeks have a special place in Judaism. Only in Greek can you write a Torah. The beauty of Greece, we recognize it. But what happened? At Hanukkah, there was a transference of the greatness of Greece to the Jews. Because they lost it, they persecuted the Jews, and they took that holiness and the greatness that they had of eyes and mouth, and they transferred from them to the Jews. Sort of a mystical kind of an idea. And we got it, and therefore we have those two mitzvahs. A mitzvah of the mouth, and a mitzvah of the eyes. Three things. The anti-Grecian kind of a thing. And what do we do with our eyes? Eyes could, God forbid, go in the wrong direction. Our eyes could be used to learn Torah, study Torah, to see wonderful things, to see the very B'tuv Yerushalayim, to see the good in other people, the good in Jerusalem, the good in Israel. And our mouths, so much good. We can eat the right foods. We can say the right words. We can say nice words to assuage the feelings of a person. So much we can do with our mouth, with our eyes. And that's Hanukkah. It's all about that, sanctifying our eyes and our mouth. Three anti-Grecian points of Hanukkah is number one, the chutzpah, that we have to counter the chutzpah of the Greeks with our own chutzpah. Chutzpah to fight against the enemies, even though we're so few. Chutzpah to do what's right, even in the face of laughter and mockery. Number two, the anti-Grecian point is that we can't only do things that appeal to our minds, we have to submit to our heart to God as well. And finally, we have to dedicate our eyes and our mouths to holy things and good things, to mitzvos. That's part of the anti-Grecian element of Hanukkah. Three points from the Sacher Tshuva Rebbe about Hanukkah, the anti-Grecian holiday. Thanks for joining us here and wish everyone a happy Hanukkah. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.